Let's stay in Parliament now. The Public Protector Inquiry resuming today. That's the inquiry into Busisiwe Mgwebane's fitness to hold office. There's been a lot of up and down around legal fees and around Busisiwe Mgwebane's attorneys. Now the attorney has been admitted to hospital, so that's the one issue. The other issue is these allegations that there were attempts to solicit a bribe from Busisiwe Mgwebane's husband to make this inquiry go away. And that has taken center stage today. The EFF wants Richard Dianti to recuse himself. Babalo Ndenze, EWN reporter, following that for us. So Babalo, eventful morning in the inquiry today.
Yes, indeed, Mandy. Overshadowed by these allegations of, you know, bribery or soliciting a bribe, member of the chairperson of the committee, Richard Dianti, from Busisiwe Mgwebane's husband, Busisiwe Mgwebane, addressed the committee quite recent, just before it took a break now, you know, on these allegations, saying that she really wants them to be made public in the committee. She wants to flag the WhatsApp messages. She also wants the audio of these alleged members of parliament involved in this bribery, you know, flighted in the committee. Other members of the committee also calling for Richard Dianti's recusal as chairperson. Mgwebane has written a letter to the chairperson personally, you know, requesting that he recuse himself because he's implicated in these allegations. Dianti says this recusal can only be heard, you know, in writing and by no later than Friday. And he will make his response on this recusal on Monday, also in writing. And, you know, he also, you know, faced a lot of flack from members of the ATM as well as the EFF, you know, with the EFF really saying that he should, you know, call on his own conscience and recuse himself. Let's just take a listen to what Julius Malema said earlier, Mandy.
You know that there is an allegation of a bribe against you, and it has been made by your member that you are soliciting a bribe. And therefore, it doesn't help anyone to be sitting here with a chairperson who's facing such serious allegations. And we ask him that you recuse yourself, especially from chairing, because these allegations are too serious.
So that's Julius Malema saying that Richard Dianti must recuse himself. And then, as you mentioned, you've got Busisiwe Mgwebane saying, well, I'm going to drop the WhatsApps and the files and the voice notes. It's a heck of a thing for her to want to introduce these, particularly in light of the fact that Tina Joemat-Pettersson passed away earlier this week. Has that come up?
Yes, indeed, that has come up. In fact, Julius Malema himself saying that, you know, her unfortunate, you know, demise was linked to these allegations. He, you know, said it quite outright that, you know, the loss of life is due to this matter, to quote him directly. And so the matter has come up, but not as much as, you know, the recusal of the chairperson, but members of the EFF as well as ATM have touched on, you know, the late Tina Joemat-Pettersson's involvement in this whole saga. And members are still, you know, discussing the issue right now while they've taken a short break. But other MPs, you know, from other parties are saying that let's move ahead with this process. This is just another Stalingrad strategy by Mgwebane, and there's no credible public mistrust in this process. And these allegations won't make much of a difference, and let's move ahead.
Babalo, thank you. Babalo Ndenze, EWN reporter. More Stalingrad, we were just talking about it, the constant delays, the throwing the spanner into the spokes and trying to disrupt everything. Do you think there's legitimacy? There are WhatsApp messages, there are voice notes. Is this the evidence? If Busisiwe Mgwebane drops the files, what does it mean for her inquiry?